clattering off the back wall and lying near his boots. He glanced down and saw that the barb's tip was smeared with a dark, sticky liquid. He dropped to his knees behind the last row of desks, JB doing the same. Ryan glanced behind to see that everyone else was already in the chamber, standing, holding their guns. Trader often said that life generally came down to two choices, a bad one and the other one. If he and JB turned and ran for it, jumping into the chamber and slamming the pale green armor glass door, it would give the natives precious seconds to come after them and trap them before the jump mechanism operated. So, there was the other choice.
Get on the floor!
Two more arrows and a handful of tiny poison darts rattled into the control room through the open sec door. Ryan cursed himself under his breath for not closing it behind them.
Ready.
We stay.
Sure, Ryan.
He rose and powered himself forward to slam the armor glass door shut.
Don't, lover, don't!
Triggering the jump mechanism.
Wait for us. We'll be along when we can.
A long arrow struck the door, so close it nicked Ryan's sleeve. He dropped to the floor, crawling back to rejoin the armorer. Behind him, Ryan knew that the metal discs in the floor and ceiling of the chamber would be glowing, and fine tendrils of mist would be gathering near the top of the six-sided room as the jump began. In less than a minute, Christy, Dean, Mildred, Doc, and Jack would be somewhere else. He and JB, oldest and best of friends, hunkered in their limited shelter, ready for the inevitable attack. They waited. By squinting around the corner, Ryan could see through the open doorway, see the first glow of dawn in the eastern sky, and see the bright emerald green of the forest. Waiting. Deathland's Emerald Fire is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2000, Worldwide Library. Deathland's trademarks owned by Harlequin Enterprises Limited. Used by others under license. Production copyright 2007, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Richard Rowan, Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, David Coyne, Karen Carbone, Michael Glenn, Elliot Dash, Kate Torrey, Tim Carlin, James Lewis, Ken Jackson, and Mort Shelby. Additional red shirts performed by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Ken Jackson. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Chris Rowan. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. Additional original music by Chris Rowan. Book adapted for graphic audio by Casey Jones. If you enjoy Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders, available at roadstops everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220, or at www.graphicaudio.net.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
The First Mountain Man, number one.
Are we under attack?
Preacher took two bucks on the ground and tripled a third when he fired his pistol. He grabbed up his second brace to let them roar, but his left-hand gun was a clean miss and his right-hand gun misfired. Richard fired. The ball catching a brave in the stomach and stopping him cold. The missionary stood rock still for a second, stunned at the gore he caused. Preacher was on his feet, his long blade knife at the ready when a buck came tearing at him, a war axe in his hand. Preacher sidestepped slow from the axe and cut the buck across the back, from his shoulder down to his buttocks, the big blade slicing deep. The Indian fell and rolled on the ground, coming to rest near Penelope. Reaching out, he clamped one hand around her ankle, but Edmund picked up a rock about the size of a grapefruit and smashed the buck on the head. Preacher jumped for his hawk and it cocked it, leveling the .54 caliber rifle just as the brave leaped out.
Reload, goddammit! Edmund, see to the horses!
Preacher dropped the rifle and hurriedly set to work trying to charge his pistols. Across the campsite, Melody spotted a brave leveling his bow.
Preacher, look out!
Preacher threw himself to one side and the arrow embedded itself into a tree. Preacher charged the lone brave and clubbed him with his pistol, smashing his head on the way down. Turning to check on Edmund, Preacher realized that the man had never made it to the horses. He was on the ground, unconscious, and a Blackfoot was grappling with Richard beside him. Richard was holding on to the buck's wrists. The Blackfoot kneed him in his groin and the man went down. Melody grabbed up a burning brand from the fire and jammed it against the engine's arm. The brave backhanded her in the face, knocking her down. Preacher leveled his pistol. The ball struck the brave in the head, tearing away part of his jaw and slamming the man to the ground. A young buck, armed with only a war axe, took a vicious swing at Preacher. Preacher clubbed him with the butt of his hawk just as another brave jumped onto his back. He tried to ride Preacher down, but the mountain man was able to flip the brave off his back. Buck hit the ground, rolled, and came to his feet just in time to receive the full length of Preacher's knife in his belt, cutting edge up. Preacher jerked the knife upward, the heavy blade ripping through stomach and into lung and heart. Blackfoot was dead before he stretched out on the cold ground. The fight was over.
If you can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.